So I designed it for government in early 2018 as part of the Year of Our Island celebrations. And it was only supposed to be a temporary garden, supposed to have been dismantled in early 2019. There was such an outcry about that it was kept, but I did tell government because it was only built as a temporary garden, it would only last about 5 years, and that's about the time that Vanessa and Helen contacted me and said it's a real shame because it was looking very, very sad at that point.
So now there's been a whole team of volunteers working on it for the last 18 months or so?
Yeah, we've had a lot of help from lots of different people, really. So first of all, we managed to get some funding from the Lottery Trust, the Manx Lottery Trust, and we've got a team of friends and family, really, to start with, to come and help us. And the first thing we tackled was the wildflower beds, and we've completely reseeded those. So we've had to thank Ballinevan Compost and Manx Muck with help and donations from them as well.
Yeah, all right, the Ballinem got it back at home.
a lot of hard work from volunteers, and I said friends and family, that came and helped us over the winter months to shovel tons and tons of compost onto the beds. And then the Wildlife Trust have helped us with getting seed as part of their Make a Space for Nature project. So that's the wildflower seeds that you can see in the two big beds over there. And they're absolutely blooming at the moment. They look we can't believe it. They look absolutely fantastic.
So they do, I must admit. I'm just looking around. I'm obviously tricky to say on radio, but it's gorgeous.
Yeah.
The wildflower seed is an experimental mix that's been put together by Philip Payne at Manx National Heritage. So it's been fantastic to work with him and to just see what an amazing display has come from it. From the dry weather in May, we thought nothing was going to happen, didn't we?
We did.
Started to rain and it just has exploded into the beautiful display that it's showing today. Covered with butterflies, I should say.
And bees, lots of bees, hoverflies. It looks great. It looks really great.
There is. It's an insect haven and a wildflower haven. Is the design, Jane, sort of roughly the same as your original layout or identical, or has it changed radically?
No, it's completely identical. The design hasn't changed at all. Still the same concept about celebrating biosphere. The only change is that there were 19 raised beds that were put in, and when the original garden was done, each of these was taken by one of the schools on the island. They were all invited, and 19 took them up. And they had to design that bed with their interpretation of what was special about the Isle of Man. So I think there's two schools
that are still using beds.
Two schools which were original.
Yeah.
And so now the rest of the beds have been let to a variety of different organisations and private individuals.